Blog Talk Radio.
God's and praise today. Give God's the glory be to the God to the Lord. Give him some praise tonight. This is a powerful song to me, which is sold out. When you give your life to Christ, according to Romans 10, chapter 9 through the 10th verse, which states that, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the man heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have to be sold out to walk this Christian journey. You are not angry at your brother. You're not sinning anymore. You're not arguing to make a point, because only words thereof more arguments. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. Get this. If your heart is not clean, when you go to the Lord in prayer, this can hinder your prayer. If you have to be sold out because God said, be ye holy because I am holy. That's why when I listen to this song and I read his holy word, 99 and a half won't do. You have to be sold out. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. My name is Gabriel Grace from Woodbridge, Virginia. And if you can turn to your Bibles, if you can turn to in your Bible, if you have your Bible available in King James Version, going to the scripture, John, the 9th chapter, 1 through 5th verse, and it reads as thus. And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And the title of my message tonight, my brothers and sisters, is Keep On Working. And are you sold out? May we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you all the praise tonight, Father, because you are worthy to be praised. When we lift up our holy hands, Father God, when we lift up our holy hands, that's for victory. Victory is already won. And we just thank you, Father God. And Father God, may the words that I teach tonight, Father God, may it just touch no one, Father God. Father God, I had to look at me, Father God, first when I wrote this word. This is for me. And if it touched anyone else, Father God, give you the glory to it, Father God. May you increase and may I decrease. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My brothers, in this scripture, this controversy arose during the Feast of the Dedication, which the Jews celebrated the cleansing of the temple by Judas Maccabeus after its desecration. Now, there was a Jewish belief that all suffering was punishment for sin. But how can a person sin before birth? The Jews consider human life to begin at conception. Thus, they thought one could theoretically sin even before birth. Now, here's this Jesus, at least radical, you know, during this time. He came on and said, neither this man or his parents. Jesus, he had a work to do. He wanted to get his answer to them quickly and stop all these tradition and belief. He knew he had a short time to do the work that God has for him while he was on earth. Don't we feel sometime when we have something to do and somehow we get distracted? Like I like to fell into that trap this week when the Republicans and the Democrats, and here they go again, voting on this Obamacare, knowing that Republicans was up there, knowing that this bill is not going to pass the Senate. But I said, I pray for them. I don't get into that anymore. You know, God had taught me, say, wait a minute, you pray for them. Because the blind lead the blind will fall in the ditch sooner or later. You just pray for them. So you don't get into all that. We have a work to do. And this is what I feel like Jesus was doing. He said, I got a work to do. I can't get into all of this. I can't be sidetracked. Jesus to me is saying, I must do the work that my Father sent me to do while it is light. That's powerful. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light. But when he went to be with the Father, then we believers, we become the light of the world. That's why you have to be sold out for Christ. You can't complain about everything. Entangle yourself in ungodly world affairs. Your light must always shine and get this love. Who talk about you when you're not saying it? Because our Father knows our heart. get this now. Let me repeat that. When someone talk about you, you still must love them. Now, you're just not saying that, you know, because God knows your heart. You have to mean it. You know, you have to mean it when you say that. Amen? In Matthew, the fifth chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse, it reads, hallelujah. It says that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that you may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In this scripture, it describes the mission of the Christian. He is the condition of salt to meet the need, and he has a mission to the world. The Christian is light is clearly shine is to shine into darkness of human depravity. He is to set his light upon a candlestick, not hide it under a bushel. Darkness is the absence of light, and darkness alone cannot dispel the light. The light is the smallest light can dispel the greatest darkness. This is powerful. We have all the power that God has deposited in us. Let us utilize it. And I always get just in awe when Brother Brown talk about, you know, how he used to walk around in darkness. Now he see the light, you know. And when we in dialogue, he's so powerful. He said, you see that Carmichael name the car. I wanted to see nobody. But he said, you see that car right there? I said, yeah. He said, man, I used to think, you know, hey, I want that. But now, you know, he said, I look at it now, you know, the people, you know, tell me, say, man, when I take this thing into a shop, man, that's X amount, $100. And when I want to buy some tires, four tires is like $1,000-some. He said, man, you know, that don't even faze me no more. And the things I used to do, you know, the light is on now. I'm not, you know, the darkness. He said, when I was blind, he said, but now I see. And I think that was powerful. And I tell Brother Brown, you're a powerful brother. God will use you in the name of Jesus. In John, the first chapter, the fifth verse, it states that the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. This light denotes Jesus' revelation of God, which called man to accountability. Believers have work to do. I don't have to tell you. Just look around. Killing our young people. Just happening every day, my brothers. Violence everywhere. We all know the answer. The answer is Jesus, the love of Jesus. We have a work to do. Jesus said, while it is still day. Now, in Psalms 90 and 10, it states that the days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength, it may be 80. Well, like I tell you, brother, I'm 60 years old now, and in 10 years, I'll be 70. Man, I tell you, that's coming around the corner. So I can't procrastinate. I got to do what God told me to do. I can't just sit back and say, well, you know, I got enough time. I do this shit. We have to put that aside, brothers, and go for it, because I tell you, we're only here a short time. We can't procrastinate on doing things for the Lord to make a difference. In Matthew 28, chapter the 18th through the 20 verse, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the world. That's our commission, my brothers. That's our commission. We are commissioned to do that. So what are you doing? Are you a silent Christian? Just go to church and don't tell someone about Jesus? We have work to do. When the family is disintegrating and marriages are ending in divorce, we're talking about Christian marriages, we have work to do. When the devil is telling someone to take their lives, because it is not worth to live in this crazy world. We have work to do. When the church has egos, E-G-O, edge God out. When they leave God out of problem solving, when they leave God out of church business. Just the other day, my brother was telling me that, you know, we have the building going up the church and people got impatient. Well, God moves when he moves. Hallelujah. He moves when he moves. We can't move God. God is different from us. And I say, amen, my brother. Amen. In Jesus' name. We have work to do. When believers have doubts or just give up because they are not sold out. We have work to do when only we witness to our own kind. I'm saying people who look like us. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I don't have to go any further. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Romans, the 10th chapter, the 15th verse says that how beautiful is the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I was reading the other day about the NAACP and the KKK. They had a dialogue in Idaho, and it got my attention what the person who was representing the KKK stated. Like Idaho, he made a statement basically saying the Western states, he called some states out like Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, should get separate from the United States and set up their own country. And I was saying, okay. And states with a heavy population like Georgia, black population like Georgia, he gave Georgia, and I know he just said Georgia, should have their own country. And the person from the NAACP showed up and said, how are you going to do that? You know? And then I said, this was powerful when he said it, but I would have said, first of all, are you believing in Jesus Christ and waited on his answer? You know, and that can tell you a whole lot about a person. Because as a Christian, we should always have an answer when it comes to someone's soul. The Bible states that all who call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. And also in Galatians 3:28, third chapter 28 verse, it said there is neither Jew nor Gentile, there is neither bond nor female, for you are all one in Christ. We have to get out of our comfort zone. If you confess Jesus is your Savior, we are warriors in God's army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, my brothers, the other day I was listening to on radio, and they was talking, this restaurant worker was talking. She said that the worst day of her week is on Sunday. And I said, wow, you know, this is interesting. And she went on to say that that's when Christians come in. And I said, okay. Well, what she mean by that? You know, she said they give her a hard time because they don't have the patience. They get all rudely, and if the service is not great, they start to start saying things. And the first thing I said, how did she say? Did they say they were Christians? This was going to my spirit. Did they say they were Christians? Because a Christian, if they have the God Jesus image, you know, they will have that patience. They will have that love. They will have that gentleness, you know. So we got to just situation. We just have to be careful because people go judge you. They judge Christians quicker than anyone else, you know, around, you know, any other religion. So just be careful when you're out. Even happened to me tonight. I was eating at Applebee's tonight, and the waiter just, you know, he just messed my whole ticket up. He gave me somebody else's ticket, and I said, okay, we said, hey, you need to take this back because we didn't order this. And so he brought it back, and lo and behold, he brought me some other guy credit card. And the other guy, he left with my credit card. So I said, oh, be careful, just be patient, because I was getting ready to say something. Hey, how did this happen? And the Holy Spirit kind of came over, and my wife kind of said something to me, too, you know. And I said, here I am going to teach tonight about what the restaurant worker said. I said, hallelujah. I said, so I got to be careful, you know. So, I, you know, everything worked out he worked it out where I had to call in to cancel my credit card, and somehow the guy brought my credit card back after everything, you know, happened. So I just told him, you go ahead and destroy it. That's what I said. In the split of the moment, you got to be careful on how, you know, things happen just like that. You got to remember that spirit within you, you know, will let you know. And, you know, I tell you, things happen so fast, you can say things, you can't take them back. So I thank God for using this teaching for me, you know, on that restaurant. And I was going to talk about the restaurant that happened to me. You know, hallelujah, hallelujah. In John, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse, Jesus said, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And Jesus' ministry was primarily for Israel. His followers was to go to reach the limits of the world. That's why we have to do the work. That's why I say, my brothers, today, it was people tell you, if you call to do something, somebody go say something to you. You got to heed to it. Like, I ain't going to call the name. My brother was talking about, hey, I'm still working on that, brother, you know. But somebody go tell you. You know, if God has put in your heart, somebody go, you know, come in and tell you, you know, say, hey, man, God, you know, I'm working on you to, you know, do that ministry, my brother. You know, that's all you need to hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this teaching tonight. I'm not going to hold you, brothers and sisters, too late. In closing, in Luke, the third chapter, the 23rd verse, it states that Jesus began his ministry at 30. He knew that he was here only for a short time, and he had work to do. Don't procrastinate, because tomorrow is not promised. My question to you, are you involved in any type of ministry? My pastor once said that my call is to preach the word of God, and not to sing. What God has for you is for you. Are you acting on what God has called for you to do? We have work to do, my brothers. Don't be so be sold out to the work of God. He has called you and me to do his work. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd to the 23rd verse, it reads thus, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. If you have all of these fruit qualities, God can use you. You know, if you don't, just re-examine yourself, because you can go out and do the works. And my brother, I tell you, if you don't have this love in you, or whatever the case may be, the fruit of the Spirit, you just wondering, you out there. So God knows his people. So my brothers, God needs all of us. He needs all of us to do the work. It's work to do out there, my brothers. It works to do out there. Dear Father God, I come to you thanking you for your love tonight, Father God. Father God, I come to you lifting you up in Jesus' name. It's only with Jesus, Father God, who sit on the right hand, who is taking all our prayers, our petitions, Father God. I just thank you for Jesus, your son. So we thank you, Father God. I hope these words be encouragement to someone, Father God. I know what I have to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for just letting me go to the men's conference last week, Father God. I kind of kept putting it off and off, and the brother just came by, Father God, and said, God, what God has for you is for you, and not no one else. And those were the words that I needed to hear, Father God. And I got a blessing out of the teaching and the fellowship with the brothers, Father God, men who praising God, who was crying to God, Father God. So I thank you, Father God. You're a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. So I honor you, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And God bless all in Jesus' name.
Thank you.